out! Hut, 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 hut!
All Packers, all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Brought to you by Exterior Pros. Ready to tackle your home improvement project this year? Exterior Pros and Baths is here to help you score big with quality home exterior and shower upgrades. Visit extpros.com. Also brought to you by Lakeland Supply. Lakeland Supply is in business to make your business better. Set up a free packaging and supply chain assessment at lakelandsupply.com.
Good to touch base with our friend and teammate Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good. Chewy is... Yeah, you've solved your dilemma. You've figured out what you're going to do. Yeah, Chewy has one of those... what do you call it? Oh, rich people dilemmas.
Yeah, champagne problems.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Speaking of problems, how are we doing with the Green Bay Packers this offseason? And I know, again, it's the offseason. We're all eagerly anticipating training camp. But every once in a while, I'll read an article or a headline, rather. And the one that caught my eye this morning as I was scrolling through the Packers sphere was, Packers caught sleeping as NFC rival lands the pass rusher they desperately needed. There seems to be a sentiment that the Packers...
Wait, who's the pass rusher?
Von Miller went to the Commanders.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Okay. I don't think the Packers were caught sleeping. I do. I will say this, and Jen, you and I have done the journalism game for longer than we care to admit, because then we'd be giving away our ages. Although you've had an incredibly successful career and still look far, far younger than I do, but I love how headlines have now become like these mysteries to trick you into clicking. Like, I feel like when I was doing my countdown, I should have said instead of, you know, number four, Tucker Kraft, I should be, you know, using number four, this guy, his wife had a baby this offseason, and he's counting on dad's strength to make him an even better player, to try and, like, trick people into clicking the link, because I don't know who that is. instead
Seems
of
clickable.
Saying, you know, right, it's, instead of saying, the Packers were never going to sign Von Miller. Not only is there some baggage there, but he's older than they want on their football team. So I don't think the Packers were caught sleeping. But to answer your question about problems, the only problem I have is that we need training camp to start. I mean, yep. It is time, as Kevin Green famously said, because all this stuff, like, you know, I one of my favorite things to do is the position-by-position stuff, because it gets people ready for training camp. And I am fascinated, but I can only say so many times, they've got three of their five starters from last year entering the final year of their contract, and they're going to have a competition at left tackle, and Anthony Belton's one of these second-round picks that we don't know when his deal is going to get done, although I know the 49ers signed the 43rd overall pick yesterday, and he did not get a fully guaranteed contract. We don't know if Elton Jenkins is going to be taken care of, or he's going to be, there's going to be acrimony on day one with him. We don't know if, you know, Zach Tom's going to get a new contract or not. Like, all these things, you know, we just keep talking about them and talking about them. And I know not everyone listens to every show every day, so we try to cover the bases. But the fact of the matter is we need to get to Wednesday and to see what the hell's going on with all these people.
Jason, have you been following these top tens that ESPN has been putting out with the honorable mention and also receiving votes?
Smaller story, but I know you've been following it. No, I have not been.
Because
I think Jeremy does a good job with that, but I've not watched it as closely.
Because they did the tight ends. And
did you make it?
No, I didn't. So it was 100 on Madden. I don't know.
I've heard that a few times. And but that's why you always bring that up and then say it's
because
a joke,
it's so ridiculous. It's if you looked at the list, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I mean, my cousin doesn't work there anymore, but but Jason, do we think higher of Tucker Kraft than the rest of the country does? Because these are some of the names that were in front of them, like Dalton Kincaid, Pat Freiermuth. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Freiermuth.
Cole Kmet. Jake Ferguson. Jonnu Smith. Dalton Schultz. I mean, do we think highly of him, and the rest of the country really doesn't?
Yeah, the answer to your question is undeniably yes. But I just think he is one of the rare examples where we're just ahead of the curve because we see more of him. I really think so. Like, I don't want to raise expectations too high for him, but I think that's going to change the way he's viewed. And in talking with Adam Stenovich, in talking with Jordan Love, in talking with Matt LaFleur, for all the time and breath and ink and internet space that we use on the wide receivers, and rightfully so, because it's a fascinating scenario at that position. We probably didn't talk about enough, and this is what I focused on in my countdown about him today. All of those guys were talking about how one of the top priorities of this offseason was conjure up more ways to get him more involved. Whether that means just throwing him the ball more, whether that means having him, you know, maybe block less, and allow him to get down the seam a little more frequently. Obviously, there's the factor of what are they going to get out of Luke Musgrave this year. But there is a very clear, conscious effort to get him even more involved. And when you look at the numbers, he caught only 50 passes, which is less than other tight ends in the league, but still a ton in this offense, given how many other people they have to feed. He led them in touchdown receptions. I think he's a guy that can be even more productive in the scoring space. But they are just looking for more. I mean, he's their short yardage quarterback / tight end sneak guy, mm-hmm. right? They really believe, whether he gets highly rated by the NFL executives that Jeremy talked to or not, they believe that he can be the centerpiece of their offense. Now, I would argue that this is going to be this is another one of the angles of this season that I'm fascinated by. Like, the balancing act is going to be really interesting because you got a lot of wide receivers to try and figure out how to keep happy. You still want to give the ball to Josh Jacobs a ton. So, you know, I'm really eager to see how Matt LaFleur figures out how to do this.
Jason, let me ask you a dumb question. Is
there any other time?
I'm sorry. What is this offense called? Is this the West Coast offense? Or does it have a name?
No. Like, LaFleur used to like to say, just it's our offense. Like, because he didn't want people saying, oh, this is the Packers off, or this is my offense, right? Because he melded it with the stuff that Rodgers liked. Now, I would argue that while certainly Jordan Love gets to have some input, he has not reached the Aaron Rodgers level. And so this is Matt LaFleur's offense. But I think he would also be the first one to tell you that they needed to do some renovations on that system.
Mm-hmm.
I just look at him and go, you know, you came out at the end of the season saying guys needed to win their one-on-ones. That is not what this offense is supposed to be. That was Mike McCarthy's offense. You know, you pride yourself on scheming guys open. That has to happen a lot more consistently. And so I know that he made that his goal this offseason, and I'm super curious to see how different and in what ways it looks different this year.
Jason, we've been paying attention to this NFL.com top 100 players of 2025. Famously, when the list first debuted, we saw Tua Tagovailoa on it, and we sort of use that as the barometer for Jordan Love's inclusion, saying mm-hmm. if Tua Tagovailoa is on this list, we assume that Jordan Love is going to be on it as well. I can't recall, Joshy, when we were trying to figure out the tens. What did we say for Jordan Love? Were you saying 70s? You thought he might be in the 70s?
I thought 60s to 70s would probably be the range based on previous years of that list.
So same question to you, Jason. If you had to guess the range, and we're doing 10 spots here, what 10-spot range do you think Jordan Love lands in on the NFL.com top 100 players of 2025?
Well, obviously top 10. Is this even a question? But seriously, that's what there's a section of the fan base that's what they want to hear. And Tausch gives me a hard time. He always likes to say, you don't want that smoke from Twitter. Well, I don't really go on Twitter anymore other than post links to the show and to my stories. But there is a group. And look, they may be right. Ultimately, they may be proven right. And he ends up being a multi-time all-pro, multi-time MVP, just like the two guys that came before him. But as of now, you know, I find it interesting that Tua is on the list because, again, these guys know the league that put together this list way better than I do, but I don't think he's that good.
Mm-mm.
I'm not here to beat up on Rashawn Gary, but, I mean, the statistic that they put out in support of him being number 80 was that on 22.7% of his third down rushes, he generated pressure. But then right below that, they put the stat that said on first down, he generated pressure on 7.3% of his pass rush opportunities. I don't know about you, but that doesn't make me more convinced that he should be number 80, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know about the list in terms of how accurate it is. I would think that Jordan Love, if Tua's in the 70s, I would think Jordan Love would be in the 60s. I don't know how much extra credit you get for being a quarterback and how much that moves you up the list. But if he's on a bunch of lists as like the 12th best quarterback, I have a hard time putting him any higher than the 60s. And we'll see where he ends up next year if he has the kind of season everyone's hoping he has.
Well, and because it's the off season and because, you know, we're all like starving for content, they are really dragging this unveil out. But I did see that Dak Prescott is listed as 79 on the list. That is one of the more recent reveals as they are slowly working their way through the 70s right now. I think when Joshie and I were talking about it this morning, though, he said T. Higgins is 77th on the list.
Really?
That's a great reaction by you two because Joshie was like, T. Higgins is pretty dang good.
Yeah.
Love might not be on the list.
Now that would be really interesting.
So just that, so you know that seriously. Joshie said, if I see T. Higgins at 77, there's a part of my brain that says exactly what you just said.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
take it for what it's worth. All right, Jason, we appreciate you hanging out with us this morning. We too cannot wait for the guys to get back on the field and we can start evaluating, at least in some way, what the Green Bay Packers have to offer this season.
All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
That's Jason Wilde. You can hear him on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning. Were there any other ones? I know you guys discussed Rashawn Gary being on the list, right? How he came in at number 80?
Yeah.
So then Dak Prescott was immediately after that. I got to think if Dak Prescott is at 79.
Then he won't be on the list.
Really?
No. No.
Well, if you
Dak 2 years ago was almost the MVP.
But then Jordan Love beat the brakes off him. And then Dak had a down year.
Injury.
Well, yeah. he was hurt all last year, right?
I mean, I have
a feeling he's not on the list.
The names T. Higgins, Vita Vea, and Patrick Queen, who every one of them, it seems, except for Vita Vea, have somewhat declined.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think when I go back and look at the list, like Justin Herbert was in the 60s to 70s. And I don't know what to do with that because Jordan Love was in the 30s last year. Can't imagine him dropping out.
I think Rashawn Gary is just screwing us up because he didn't deserve to go to the Pro Bowl last year, and he doesn't deserve to be number 80 on this list.
But
I'm
you
sorry.
Just had a lengthy conversation yesterday about whether or not, or is it Tuesday, it was at the Bog,
yeah,
about whether or not we here in Wisconsin underrate Rashawn Gary compared to the rest of the NFL analysis world.
When you're
making $28 million a year and you're tied for 36 in sacks, yeah, you don't deserve to be on that list. I'm sorry.
Also, the one thing I... We have a tendency, obviously, we pay attention to overrate them, but when we're lower on somebody, I typically tend to agree with our side. You know, we can sell ourselves on someone being better, but if we're all going, what is he doing there? I feel like we're on the right side of history.
Well, let me ask you this. Because we just talked about Tucker Kraft. Who's more deserving to be on the list, Tucker Kraft or Rashawn Gary?
I think Tucker Kraft.
Probably Tucker Kraft. And part of that is ceiling at this point as well.
Yes.
Like we think he has a higher ceiling than Rashawn Gary does in 2025 and beyond. All right, interesting stuff. Maybe we'll put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Infinity Exteriors Twitter poll as well. When you see Tua Tagovailoa at whatever it was like 99 or something like that.
I think
right?
He was 100.
He was 100.
Yes.
Okay. Just barely squeaking on the list. And then you see Dak Prescott coming in at 79. Do you think Jordan Love will be on the list? Is there a chance he won't be on the list? Let us know what you think, 800-990-3776. The open road is calling your name, and the ride begins at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. This July, you could burn some major rubber on the custom Harley-Davidson of your dreams in the Fire Up Your Fantasy Motorcycle Giveaway. Just play with your rewards card all July for entries. Thursday drawings for extra cash and reward play as well. Fire Up Your Fantasy is only at Pottawatomie. More information is available online. You must be 21 years old and a rewards member to play.